One of our obscure customs of Christmas is the first Christmas carol written on the American continent. History indicates it was probably an Indian song written in the language of the Hurons of Lower Canada. Father Jean de Brébeuf, a French missionary to the Indians, in 1641 wrote a six-stanza Christmas song called Jesus Ahatonia, Jesus is Born, and set it to a 16th century French melody that sounded somewhat like God Rest You Merry, Gentlemen. When the Iroquois overran the Huron territory, the hymn was preserved by those Hurons who could escape into Quebec and Michigan, and was later copied by missionaries. A uniquely American custom of Christmas.
And there aren't many of them. Uniquely American customs of Christmas. You know, most of that stuff was done before we got around here.
True.
But that's okay. As we move into the Christmas season, we have any number of Christmas songs that have been written right here in U.S. America. For instance, Police Stop My Car.
I thought you were going to say what? On the show.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. No.
Police Stop My Car.
Yeah, Police Stop
oh.
My Car. Yeah, and then This Tree's on Fire.
Yep.
I've got that coming on.
So, I don't know This Tree's on Fire. What? Or
have you heard Police?
Do you know Tom the Toad, oh, Tom the Toad, why did you hop into the road? You hopped upon
No, I didn't ask you to sing. I did not ask you to sing. I'm going to, no, I didn't ask you to sing. Do you have it recorded somewhere?
No, but I can sing it for
no,
you.
No, if it's just some family Christmas song.
It's not a family Christmas
I've
song.
I've never heard that song before.
I heard it from some people in North Carolina.
Well, I think we figured out yesterday.
It wasn't my family in North Carolina.
People who, what is it, mean talk?
Rough talk.
Rough talk, yeah. People.
Yeah, beautiful heart.
Yeah, exactly.
Beautiful heart.
Whatever. Anyway, but yes, we have some Christmas songs that you don't hear very often. You've already heard, of course, Too Fat for the Chimney. Which we'll play again.
Walking in Women's Underwear.
Yeah, that, and we'll be doing that again, too. We did that to kind of kick off the season. And all that really begins next week, because, you know, that'll be, what, December the 3rd, huh? And it'll be Christmas month, so.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And nothing like having 80 degrees on the first day of December.
Welcome to Texas.
Yeah, you know, that and lower taxes. That's why we're here. We enjoy that. Have a T-shirt Christmas. So, anyhow, let's see what's going on.
While you're looking.
Tom the Toad, oh, Tom the Toad, why did you hop on the road? Oh, Tom the Toad, oh, Tom the Toad, why did you hop on the road?
So it's a thing.
Yeah, but you cut out the best part.
Hello. Well, does Tom get squashed? Is that what happens?
Oh, you hopped upon the yellow line, uh-huh. And now you're just a streak of slime.
Oh, that's great. That's perfect. I like that.
You bear the marks of dire tread. Oh, Tom the Toad, oh, Tom the Toad.
Oh, yeah, the part before that goes, you were alive, but now you're dead.
On the road, oh, Tom.
We could do that all day.
I don't know about that.
Kevin, have you heard this before?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel my version's less annoying than that version.
I thought she was
personally.
I thought she was crazy, so I was trying to find it on YouTube.
And there it was.
I think I'm crazy.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Well.
All right. Well, good. We'll have to add some more to that then.
Y'all assume I'm crazy just because I'm younger than y'all.
No, just I.
And significantly more attractive.
I'd never. Well, that's fine. I just never. It's okay. I'd never heard Tom the Toad before.
And, well, you had never heard that vampires were OCD.
OCD, that's right. So there, we've...
Or any of the other things you looked up after I said them. Because believed me, but you just were checking.
No, Kevin did that. I didn't do that. Kevin was doing that for me. So
I'm the show fact checker.
Yeah, that's it. Just so we would know. Hello.
So I Googled Too Fat for the Chimney, and I couldn't find it.
Oh.
I don't have to tell you what results I got when I Googled walking around in women's underwear.
Yeah, that's a very good point. We were talking the other day, I was talking to a guy who's going to be playing Santa Claus soon, and and how, you know.
Or was it the real Santa Claus?
Well, you know, you never can take that chance to know.
Absolutely.
On Sunday, you know, is the big holiday parade, the Christmas parade.
Right.
Excuse me, it's called the holiday parade for a while, and they stopped that foolishness.
Starts on it's on campus, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's a little late to be asking. Well, no, it's really not, but you should know by Friday, right, since you need to be there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Is it Polo Road? Is that the road?
You know.
It's on campus. Okay. Yeah.
Just drive till you find the floats.
That's right.
There'll be a bunch of them over there.
This is a great idea.
Yeah, because they'll make you park and, you know, and walk to the float. So, but the deal is, you know, would it be appropriate for Santa to wear shorts? In a short sleeve costume.
Well, it all depends, of course, on how Santa Claus is.
Right. And so I said, well, gosh, why don't you Google that? And so, of course, they Googled Hot Santa, which was really the
wrong answer.
Who thought that was a good idea?
Really the bad thing. There ended up being pictures that really had nothing to do with the Santa Claus that we would know. But
there are a lot of pictures of Mrs. Claus.
Yeah,
there
were, or Santa's long-lost daughter. I'm not sure which, but yeah.
Oh, dear.
All right, so here you go. Bill Clinton has a proposition for you. See, now that's a scary way to start.
Yeah, that is.
It wouldn't be the first proposition he'd had.
Does it involve any blue dresses?
No, it doesn't. Okay. It's to help his wife, Hillary Clinton, pay down the remainder of her 2008 campaign debt. I can't imagine she still has that debt. Do you think she's been getting letters? We're going to send this into default, you know, collection agencies.
She just heaped it on the national debt. You never notice.
That's right. They're calling her in the middle of the night asking her where her $73,000 is. Anyway,
oh my gosh.
Here's the deal. It's about $73,000 that's still there. You might be able to hang out with Bubba himself. He sent an email out to supporters yesterday, offered a chance for somebody to spend a day with him if donors chipped in to drive down his wife's campaign debt from the before December the 6th.
Good grief.
Now, it topped out at $25 million, so we're down to $78,000. So.
I would pay money to spend the day with Chuck Norris, but Bill Clinton?
Yeah, I understand.
I'm sorry.
I know, okay.
Now, you couldn't pay me.
This is pretty ugly sounding here. Things are looking pretty bleak for the city of Detroit. CBS reports there's an idea being tossed around to fiscally dissolve Detroit.
Really?
Yep.
What would happen to their overpaid baseball team?
Yeah, well, they'd still be there, I guess. Maybe they'd call them the Michigan Tigers.
Well, would they just break up the city into smaller municipalities?
What they're going to do is
they would
try to weave the finances into Wayne County, Michigan, the whole thing. In other words, the county gets to take on the debt, not just Detroit
proper. I wonder how the county feels about that.
Well, the idea, the problem is that if Detroit goes into bankruptcy, a lot of workers would instantly be unemployed. And they've already got enough of that going on there. So the governor, that's Rick Snyder, doesn't sound like he's given up on it just yet. He told a Detroit radio station or TV station, Detroit needs to solve their problems, but they need support, and we've been very supportive partners, I believe, in terms of offering different ideas and thoughts, and I just encourage them to work harder about working better together. Okay, that sounds like a real politician, doesn't it? Let's all join our hands and make s'mores. Let's go ahead and burn a tenement down, and we can use the fire to make s'mores in Detroit.
My gosh.
How would that be? But, you know, we discussed last week, Austin has a larger population now than Detroit does, Detroit proper. And there's plenty of money around. It's just it's not in the city, and I guess that's probably why they want to do it. I don't know how geographically large Wayne County is by comparison. But, you know, I think of a lot of things that Atlanta did with Fulton County together, and they were able to probably do better things, not to draw any other parallels between Detroit and Atlanta, because obviously Atlanta's much better off.
Yeah.
But I guess that's the idea, is if they're able to kind of diffuse that debt, and maybe at the same time they keep those people on the rolls, but you know, there's a lot of stuff that probably needs to be knocked down and rebuilt or just knocked down in Detroit. You know,
I would guess a lot of that.
Yeah, and so maybe that's what they're trying to do to be able to make that survive. But, yeah, the idea of dissolving Detroit.
Wow.
Yeah, let that sink in. All right, 6:45.